Y'all don't have to sit down if you don't want to. But you do whatever the hell you want to do. I don't give a crud. Okay, we're doing a little public sound check, I take it, right? Take y'all back in time. Virginia Beach, come to hear a local guitar man blow. Thank you. hear the whistle blow underneath the street like fire. Maybe I have to go. Baby, give me shiny Cadillac. Baby, close your eyes. Pass that city limit sign. Nobody got the Admiral's daughter. He's got a real in the back, trying to cross her battle line. As I'm staring into the twilight, yeah, the wishing I could be. Thank you very much. In time, it's a little different version. When the day goes down on the water town, when the sun sinks low, sinks low all around, that's when I need you now. Oh, you're what I miss every little year. Working on the docks, everyone sees a long day through. Well, what would I do without the dice and the phone and a chance just to talk to you? Oh, what would I do now? Well, a thousand miles away. Thousand miles away, but I wouldn't give her only one night. A little relief inside. Someday, when times weren't so tight, when the day goes down on the water town, when the sun sinks low all around, it's when I need you now. Hey, hey, oh, what I miss every little kiss, every little one, every little one. Everybody here's a number, not a name, but I guess it's all right with me. Sit all alone after a long day in the absence of company. Oh, I let my mind wander. A thousand miles away, a thousand miles away, but I wouldn't give for only one.
inside. And someday when times don't work so tight, when the day goes down on the water town, when the sun sinks low all around, that's when you're what I miss. Hey, every little kiss, every little walk,
yeah.
on the washboard for y'all. Joe on the guitar, Ross Holmes on the mandolin. That was so damn funny, man. Got some bugs up here, huh? Oh, yeah, whoa. Yes. It's early, meaning it's going to get worse? Oh, beautiful. Okay. Hey, what the hell? We're veterans of 2002 gigs at some point here, so we've been there. But it could get the best of us. It's very possible. We're going to stay back in time for y'all. Oh, it's oldies hour. We'd never do this. We kind of hate it. But you know what? It's fun to do it every now and then. So people who are here for a nostalgic reason, you got lucky tonight. Oh, it's the most to you. Okay. All right. Well, now we're going to turn it on your ass. Okay, now here we go. I promise I'm gonna do it. Thank you.
Chill, everybody.
Thanks a lot. I try to look terrible in every picture, so just look at that. You'll find it unrewarding. Or if you have a sense of humor, you'll love it. I look like shit in all the pictures I take. I try to anyway at this point. You know, after 30 years of doing this and you've been having your picture taken. Oh, can I get a selfie with you? Got a little boom up here, a little woo up here, Mr. Wayne Daigle. If you don't like the sound, set man right up there and go bitch at him. Yeah. So now when someone takes a picture of me, I just try to look, you know, sort of. I have loads of them, loads of ways to look horrible. Okay, well, what do you do when you're back in time? Do you stay back in time or do you continue? Oh, ha-ha. What a question, the crowd goes. Well, of course, we're here for that. Well, that's a great idea, but that's not, it's about 10 years later. Keep yelling it. We'll definitely do it. We haven't done that in a little while. We'll need to do it. We just came from having performing at our own festival, the Funhouse Fest in Williamsburg, Virginia. And since my bluegrass partner Ricky Skaggs and I played on Friday night, and we played White Wheel Limousine, so we couldn't play it. We didn't play it that, and haven't played it since. So I asked you guys the other night if you wanted to play it, but you were into something else. Jeff Daniels was sitting in with us the other night in Ann Arbor, so I don't know how many Jeff Daniels partisans, devotees we have here, but that was quite fun. Okay, so I will stay back in time and do a song about a whorehouse. Yes, okay. Oh, the informed, the initiated, they know what I'm talking about. They were dealing one eye jacks. And when I said I loved her, she just said, just keep coming back. I'm proselytizing here for my old friend Jackson Brown's Plastic Pollution Coalition. Jackson says, stop using so much plastic, so get one. Of course, he would say go to his website, and well, it's a funny time we live in. Everyone's got a website. Hell, everyone's got a record. Everyone's got a record company. You just make your own. keep on flapping through the summer. The holly green, green, rocky road, the promenade in green. Now tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Does your mama chew tobacco? If your mama chew tobacco, hook-a-dook-a, slow the crack of that. Honey, green, green, rocky road, promenade in green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love, tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Virginia, town of the rich lands, I fell in love with an Appalachian girl. She lived on a long line of little row houses on the side of an old strip mining hill. Well, she walked along on a jagged ridge. She looked as far as she could see. The hills out there, saw up and down, only see as far as the next big mill. Every time I see her face on the street, in the holler on the hill, another time and another place, I feel the rip, my heart still. Every time I see her face on the street, the holler out of bed, see her in my mind, and then I go down the road, down the hill. Change it about every other day. Well, some things have changed the way I'm here. And outside it could always remain that way. Oh, she walked along the jagged ridge. She told me she was sitting there thinking of me. And every time I tried to take her away, she always ran back to the rocks and trees. Every time I see her face on the street, and my heart on the hill, every time another place I feel her in my heart still. Every time I see her face on the street, and my heart on the hill, see her in my life, and then I go down the road, not taking it again. Taking on. cold, going down, down, working in a coal mine. I got to get it down, working in a coal mine, going down, down, working in a coal mine. I got to get it down. J.D. Collier on the bass. Kip Droll on the guitar. And J.T. Thomas. 26 years with me from Captain Beefheart's band. He's a Beefheartian, me hearty. How many people are fans of the Beefheart record Back Chain Puller? Come on, I don't believe it. I just don't believe y'all, but I'd love to think that it's true. Back Chain Puller. Yeah! Really, how many people know that Captain Beefheart record Back Chain Puller? How many? Okay, it was a little smaller. Yeah. I think there's some people who are just ready to yell at whatever, and I'm all for that. So just yell at anything. We like yelling and hollering. You know, we're going to stay back in time. Surprising version here. Mm-hmm. We have a new record out. It's called Rehab Reunion. It's all dulcimer music. Kind of like the way we played Every Little Kiss, but Every Little Kiss is not on there. But this song is on there, even though it's an old song of mine. And, but you know what? Before we do it, watch the man down there. Watch him. Another detour we're taking. Oh, we have our inside jokes. Mm-hmm. Well, we took a detour last time and played an old traditional song called Green Green Rocky Road that went into Road Not Taken. Oh, mamba's friend, mamba, could you take me unkind? Let me sit down beside you and tell you mine. Well, mine is to marry and never to part. My mind is to marry and never to part. The first time I saw you, you wounded my heart. Oh, mumbles, pretty mumbles, would you go along with me? Oh, pretty mama, then go along with me. Before we get married, some pleasure to see. over mountains and valleys so deep. But even there, over mountains and valleys so deep, Bertie Mumbo's mistrusted and then began to weep. Oh, baby, baby, I'm afraid of your way. You've been rambling, you lead me astray. Oh, Mumbles, pretty Mumbles, you're guessing something right. Oh, pretty Mumbles, you're guessing about right. I dug on your grave, biggest part of the him pleading for his life. She lay down before him pleading for his life. I'd love to be a single girl if I can't be your wife. Oh, Mumbles, pretty Mumbles, that never can be. Talking sister. Everybody knows what they were talking about. Hey, why no one was learning on the old plantation? I showed her what they do down the Long Valley Road. Came back around like nothing really happened. Left him standing on the old valley road. Walk on, 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 walk on. Still coming. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it so much. Thank you very much. The whole band gets to play. Yes, sir. Rehab reunion, it's a fine idea. We'll do it in a minute. We're going to do a song right now that's also from this new record. The last song is, even though it's an old song, it's reinvented and it's on our new record. This song is also something that's, it's great fun to put together. It's a song that's a duet with the great Mavis Staples. So I'd like to do that for you right now. And then we'll do Rehab Reunion. Cross the River, that's a fine idea. For all the Jerry fans, you know, that was I think that marked the second time that Jerry Garcia was on Top 40. Something they really never wanted to be, but he was with us.
Celebrate, we gonna take a ride.
Okay, we'd like to do one more song for you in this vein. It's by request. People are hollering their asses off over here. Hey, got a little water for me over here. That's Chuck and Lucky, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chuck. Mumbles, oh, pretty mumbles, would you take me on time before we get married? Some pleasures to find. Mumbles and me, we get married, you see. I took him over mountains and valleys so deep. Little Mumbles mistrusted and then began to weep. That's close enough for this day. I don't mean the instrument, I mean the song. This song is not, well, both really. This song is not really serious. It's called Rehab Reunion. Some people might think, I've done a lot of interviews on this record, and some people think, oh man, so you must have gone to rehab. Said, no, my kindergarten friend Chip DiMatteo wrote these words, and he hasn't been to rehab either, but he's just a bit of a frivolous, funny, clever guy, and he wrote, I'm happy to see her, those piercings are new, she's happy to see me, so my heart's like a rocket, I instantly knew. My sobriety's through by the weed in her purse and the flask in her pocket. I get more to drink out of Holy Communion this evening of this out of sober conclusion. We'll all reminisce of a bottle's intrusion. My life is on the brink at the rehab reunion. I need a drink at my rehab. After a while, I'm on my higher powers track. Rehab made us safe from real and mental injury. Now, a long year later, we're all invited back. I get more to drink at a Holy Communion. This evening of this house a sober conclusion. We'll all reminisce of the bottle's intrusion. My life is on the brink of the rehab reunion. Nervous as a cat, called my sponsor three times. Powerless but sober, drinking Diet Coke and Schweppes. Will darling be there, my relapse partner in crime? If she slips and I'm lucky, we'll do 13 steps. I get for a drink at a Holy Communion. This evening of this, not a sober conclusion. We'll reminisce of a bottle's intrusion. My life is on the brink, we have reunion. Thank you. see her. Those piercings are new. She's happy to see me. So my heart's like a rocket. I instantly knew my sobriety's through. Now the weed in her purse and the flask in her pocket. I get a drink at a Holy Communion. This evening of this, I was sober conclusion. With all the reminisce of the bottle intrusion. My life is on the brink. Be happy, you'll all the bottles intrusion. My life is on a break. Got to be happy, you know. It's not what you think. Got to be happy, you. I need a drink at my rehab reunion. How about them, y'all? That's some songs from our brand new record. Thank you. Thank you so much. What's that about freakers? You got freakers here? Werewolves of London. You know, I like it and all, but you know what? It's not why I came. You know, I like covers and all, but you know what? I've been doing this for 30 years, and there's a lot of songs that we'd rather do than Werewolves of London. Good Lord, I love Warren Zevon. I played on one of his records. I played on two songs. One was a great one. Monkey wash, donkey rinse, come to the party at the dawning of the age. Monkey wash, donkey rinse, honey, do you wanna go? Monkey wash, donkey rinse. That was the name of the song. I played accordion on it. And then he had a great time with me. He was just sort of laughing his ass off at me because he had a song called Piano Fighter. And on that song, Piano Fighter, I played accordion. So I'm up there playing. He's just sitting there. I just see him just looking at me, just laughing his ass off. And I said, Warren, what's so funny? I just love that I have the song Piano Fighter and I've got you on it and you're not playing that. It's just killing me. So I loved Warren Zevon, but you know what? You play it. But we would like to do a great request here. It's a song about my friend that writes songs with me. He wrote Rehab Reunion with me and a couple other things that we did. I forget what the hell else we just did, but anyway. We used to go to the lounges back when the drinking age in Virginia was 18, and we'd go to the Ramada Inn for an hour, and we'd go to the Sheraton Patriot Lounge for an hour, and then we'd go over to the Omni. It was a sad existence. We have a song about it called Tango King. Oh, we have some tango likers. Okay, well, maybe we'll do Tango King. It is it's a total dead rip. When Bob Weir heard it, he said, I was a shameless man. But anyway, the song we're going to do is a song about my friend DiMatteo and I when we would go to these bars, and I guess we sort of thought we were above it all, even though we went, you know. So we'd see these people out there, and we would make fun of them and just have a ball, pissing ourselves, laughing at people, you know. And we realized at the end that the joke was generally on us. We were the clowns. We were the pitifuls. One of the lines, one of the verses is, our friend Jimmy, he went and joined the gym. His posing was a sight. We thought he looked like a clown in tights, but we were the ones home alone at night. Up Latin dancing, Sherry loved his style. We loved to laugh as the cloud had passed, but he kicked the blues for a while. Manny, he wanted to be Archie, always dressed in black. Our spirits rose as he stroked the pole, but he found peace in the wonderful clothes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ross Holmes. Thank you. Thank you, JT Thomas. Thank you. 64 every those who ain't got a little more. But it only goes so far. The love don't change. There's my monologue seat at the hiring time. There's a line I'll be coming by. We'll be right back. It's always a pleasure to play here at the zoo. We have a lot of things we could do, tons of them, but there's a great request here that just kills me, and so I want to placate this person. Someone has written, "Did you ever finish the song about blankets infused with smallpox being distributed to Native Americans? If so, can we hear it?" Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about, but I think you may be referring to this crazy song of ours. It's about the unsung heroes of American history, Bugs included. It's actually a song about all these damn... It's actually very appropriate because it's a song about all these bugs that are flying all around us. You've been sort of spared, haven't you? Yeah. This is a song about the unsung heroes of American history. I wrote this song out of a National Geographic article. And it's about the rodents and bacterial strains that came over on the ships and infected the locals and allowed the colonists to win. Not necessarily a great thing, maybe. It's subject to debate. We'll let Donald and Hillary battle that one out. I hope someone should ask them at the first debate, "So what is your feeling about the black rats of London? Did you feel that was a good thing that they came over, or did you not?" In our beautiful pursuit of manifest destiny, we give ourselves great credit, we thank the good Lord so earnestly. But something's been omitted by the writers of history. Now stand up, all unsung heroes who'll make this world for you and me. Jamestown, night crawlers, cleared the forests, seedlings, nuts, and leaves. And everything ever were dried up, and the natives got the dry heaves. Mosquitoes brought malaria, and bees brought their hives. And the Indians got mascaria with yellow skin and eyes. Hoorah, hooray, the black rats of London. They crossed the sea for you and me. Let's raise a glass, I'm so thankful to you. Hail, hail, hooray, the black rats of London. May the long treacherous passage too spread the natural juices I'll give to you. Well, I give to you. Decimated, the Red Army of Cornwallis and his flock, standing weakly on Yorktown battlefield with measles and smallpox. horses, hogs, and chickens, and dogs, and John Rawls prize worms. Divided prevention, bacteria sprays from imported English dirt. Hoorah, hooray, the black rat's alone. Cross the sea for you and me. Let's raise a glass, so thankful, thankfully. Hail, hail, hooray, the black rat's of London. And may the long treacherous patches too spread the natural juices. I'll give to you. I'll give to you. Treacherous passage to spread the natural juices I'll give to you. The black rats of London cross the sea for you and me. The slaves are glad, so thankfully. Hail, 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 hooray, the black rats of London. May the long treacherous passage to spread the natural juices I'll give to you. Come back soon. Thanks again.
Got it.